Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Quickly, I'll read through these. A couple of things I want to get to. Now, concerning the things wherever you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Just another guide sideline where it says, concerning the things wherever you wrote me. When you go through the book of 1 Corinthians, you'll find about, I forget the number, six or seven things that Paul is answering. The people at Corinth wrote Paul a letter. And I said, Paul, what about this? In other words, what about these things offered to idols? What about this? And what about this thing of marriage and other things? They wrote Paul a letter concerning these things. And this is why Paul said, well, now concerning these things, wherever you wrote to me, because obviously there was an issue there in Corinth about this thing about marriage. So Paul answered that letter by saying, concerning the things which he wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, there's that word again, let every man have his own wife and every woman have her own husband. Again, marriage is between a man and a woman. Amen, preacher. And you see their own, which kind of throws out that thing about polygamy. And I know what they did, the Old Testament saints, and I'm not going to go into there. But anyway, it talks about his own wife and her own husband. Verse number 33, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise the wife unto the husband. Now, this is where it's getting into about the bed being undefiled. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. What is it talking about? It's talking about that intimacy between a man and a woman, the husband and the wife. It's speaking of this here directly. And then verse number 5, defraud ye not the other, except it be for consent for a time. In layman's language, it saith, and I'm glad we're all adults here. Who knows this is going out on the internet? And matter of fact, there's hundreds of people who are watching this morning. And anyway, I hope they understand what I'm saying here. Where it talks about defraud ye not the other, it's talking about where the wife or the husband says, I'm going to cut you off. You know what I'm talking about? So I mean, defraud ye not the other, except it be with consent for a time. You both agree to abstain from that intimacy for a while, but you both agree upon this. In other words, not one's not going to hold it over the other. You know, if you don't do this for me, I'm not going to do that for you. Are you following? I don't have to go any more detail than that, do I? That's what this is saying. That ye may give yourself for a time. And what would be that time? It's a special time. That ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer. So when you abstain from that intimacy for a period of time, the reason you do it is for fasting and prayer. It's not for any kind of vindictiveness or because he or she didn't do what you didn't want them to do or did not want you to do. It's not for that reason. It's for prayer and fasting. Then it says this, and come together again, that intimacy again, after the prayer and fasting, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. Do you know what the word incontinency means? I can't even say it hardly. You know what we use the word incontinent today. It means without self-control. Without self-control. Okay. We use that word in a medical term today. They're incontinent. Okay. They can't control themselves. That's what this word means physically. They haven't had intimacy for a while, whether it's a husband or a wife. And the Bible says, Satan tempts you not for you can't control it anymore. Let's go a little farther. But this I speak by permission and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. And we're going to get in that just a little bit farther. Unmarried. But every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Therefore, I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. In other words, don't get married. We're going to go a little bit farther into this. But if they cannot contain their self, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. That desire, you know, when I'm talking about that desire and that God puts in most people, okay, for that intimacy and all. And between a husband and a wife. And it says if they cannot contain themselves, if you can't focus on the Lord only, and that man or woman, they just, I only have eyes for you. Marry her. Marry him. So that you, that bonds of intimacy is within that bonds of marriage, okay? All right, let's go a little farther. And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. Now we're talking about divorce. Let not the wife depart from her husband. But if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put her away. Obviously, this is talking about saved people, believers. Again, I need a whole lesson on this one. Okay, these people wrote Paul a letter. What about my wife? What about my husband? And Paul's addressing this. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. Now, this does not mean that, well, Paul went out of bounds. What it's saying that the Lord did not speak to this concern in his ministry that's written, okay, that Paul knows about. But under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul, it says it up here, in verse number 6, I speak this by permission, not by commandment. Paul is saying this, but to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, she's an unbeliever, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let her not put her away. These guys are writing, hey, my wife, Paul, is an unbeliever. What do I do with her? Keep her. My husband is an unbeliever, Paul. What do I do? Stay married to him. That's what he's saying. And the woman which has a husband believeth not. If he be pleased to dwell with her, he still loves her, don't divorce him or her. Now, here comes a verse that will throw everybody for a loop. But if the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and unbelieving is wife is sanctified by the husband, if else were your children unclean, but now they're holy. Literally, he's talking about your unbelieving husband or wife receives the blessings of that home because you're a believer, the child of God. Is God is blessing your home, and they're going to receive a blessing because of the marriage, and we'll find out later. And who knows, perhaps they come to Christ. That's the idea. Verse number 15. But if the unbelieving depart, if the man or wife who's unbeliever said, I ain't going to be married to you anymore. You're a church fella. I'm tired of going to church. I ain't tired of you reading that Bible. I ain't living with you no more. You ain't the same person. Here's what the Word of God says. Let them depart. Let them leave. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such a case. In other words, you're free. They leave you. Now, again, we're talking about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And I know what some independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist preachers say, but I'm telling you what the Word of God says, okay? They don't like to talk about that. They'll tell you if you're divorced, they write you off. Are you following? Here's what the Bible says. If the unbelieving depart, let them depart. And a brother or sister, that believer, is not under bondage in such a... For God hath called us to peace. He don't want them fighting back and forth. Leave, let them go, and you're free. And then it talks about, then you're free to remarry, but only in the Lord. I'm not going to get to all this today. Is this boring to y'all?
No.
Some of y'all need this. Okay. But when you remarry, but you remarry only in the Lord. Let me go, and I got 2 minutes. Let's go to verse number 25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord. These are those who are under. Yet I give my judgment as one that hath attained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. And we jump over that. One that hath attained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. What is Paul saying? Paul knew what it was like. I won't mention this. I'm going to move on. Paul was married and he had children. How do you know? I looked this up again this week. Paul, if he was not a member of the Sanhedrin, he was trying to be a member. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was at the top of, and to be on the member of the Sanhedrin, you had to be married. No, you had to be married. You had to have children.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.